Welcome to our program here today on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And we are honored to have with us Sergeant Josh Mary Kielis Reyes. I think I got close to that this time around. Sergeant, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Sergeant, tell us, you are with the 26th Meter, right?
26th I am.
Marine Expeditionary Unit in Camp Lejeune?
Yes.
All right. Well, tell what do you do there?
I'm actually a supply warehouse clerk, and I support the Marine Expeditionary Unit in any supply demands in a timely manner.
Okay, excellent. Well, of course, we got to get everything out. All the stuff has to get where it has to go.
Yes, sir.
So, Sergeant, how long have you been in the Marine Corps?
Roughly 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm. And did you join right out of high school, or did you go to college or first?
I went to college for a semester, and then I decided to kill two birds with one stone and join the Marines and go to college at the same time.
Well, excellent. And where are you from originally?
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, from Virginia Beach. I used to live in Virginia Beach, so great. What part of Virginia Beach did you live in?
Chimney Hill.
Okay, yeah, no, that I live down on the near the state park on the shoreline.
Okay.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you came to decide that the Marine Corps would help you achieve your goals. What made you decide on that?
Well, we are known to be the toughest service members out there. So, me being as stubborn as I am, I decided to not follow my parents' footsteps and join what is claimed to be the toughest service. I accepted the challenges here in the Marine Corps, and here I am.
Excellent. What were the footsteps of your parents? What would that have been?
My father, he was in the Navy.
Aha! Thus, Virginia Beach. I see that now. Okay. you went to school for a little bit, and you're taking some classes now, or you've continued your education in the Marine Corps?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of classes have you been taking?
Criminal justice.
Oh, is that something now you're thinking that you would like to pursue in the Marine Corps and maybe out of it one day?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah. So, well, that's a lot different, I would imagine, from what you're doing now. So
it's completely different.
Is that within the Marine Corps? Is that something you could pursue?
Yes, it is. I can join the legal field,
mm-hmm.
But currently I am attached to supply, so I got to mm-hmm. do what I have to do here, and then if I choose to do that field, I would have to do what's called a lateral move,
mm-hmm.
and talk to my career planner, and then I can switch military occupational services.
Sure, get your MOS over in that area instead.
Yes.
So that sounds like it would be a great move for you too one day. So is that something that you see in the near future, a couple of years?
I do. I actually have intentions to continue my responsibilities here with 26MU and then put in my package for a drill instructor.
Excellent. Well, tell us a little bit more about, again, as you are in the supply side and the warehouse side, what's your day-to-day activities like?
I either order gear, parts that Marines need from other sections or other units within 26MU. I receive the parts and I distribute them appropriately and accordingly to our warehousing operation procedures. And so I'm either in the office doing admin work or I'm in a warehouse doing warehouse work.
You know, I think probably a lot of us out in the civilian world, just imagine the big warehouses and stacks of stuff, and you're going out and looking up and down shelves trying to find things. And I imagine there's plenty of that, but technology, I would think, has changed a lot of your job, even in the time that you've been in.
Yes.
How has it changed it?
My assumptions prior to my existence in the Marine Corps, they used to handwrite 1348s, and now we can do it electronically on the computer. Gear is obviously a little bit easier to find. It's mm-hmm. organized using what's called a locator deck with our locations being properly marked. So that's just a few things.
Well, hey, you know, if the legal thing doesn't work out, you always have FedEx and UPS. I mean, it sounds like your tracking information is going to be very similar to what's being done in the civilian world.
Yes.
Yeah. So are you mainly handling supplies that are going to be used within your own unit or within the base, or are you expediting supplies to go all over the world, or how does that work?
For right now, it's just within my unit. Until our unit composites to deploy, then it would be wherever they are stationed outside of the United States.
Okay. Let me go back to Virginia Beach for a second. How's that gone over at home? You joined the Marine Corps.
I actually was stationed. My first duty station was in California, so I was a little bit far from home. I recently came back from Pendleton, California, in this past October. So right now I'm getting accustomed to the weather.
Well, we've had some weather here for you to get accustomed to, haven't we? Yeah, and we're getting accustomed to it as well. I don't think it's been very usual. So have you had a chance to be on any deployments since you've been in the Marine Corps?
I have. I've deployed with the 1st Supply Battalion to Afghanistan, and now I am pending a special MAGTAF deployment with the 26th MEAL.
Okay, so first was out of Pendleton, then, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how long were you in Afghanistan? In which part?
About 7 to 8 months.
Were you a leatherneck, or were you?
Yes, I was.
Okay. What was your impression of there? I mean, I don't know exactly when you were there, but what was your impression of Camp Leatherneck and how the Marines were able to operate on that kind of inland position?
Very dry. I mean, everything was, I guess you would say, normal as what we would do here in the stateside. Just the fact that we are consolidated into one room with many females for myself and then males, obviously, with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we do basically the same work, just in a different country.
Mm-hmm. How about as far as you're talking about adjusting to the climate, how was that?
Very hard, being that we are we were sleeves down at the time. We're always mm-hmm. sleeves down on deployment, so... With it being over 100 degrees, sleeves down, it's just something that you have to continue consuming water.
So that change in orders came a little late for you then, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, now your sleeves up in the middle of winter.
I'd rather be hot than cold, though.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so again, we're talking to Sergeant Josh Mary Kielis Reyes. Am I getting close?
Kielis Reyes, yes, sir.
Kielis Reyes, okay, thank you. And again, from Virginia Beach originally, father was in the Navy, now she's in the Marine Corps. And do you see yourselves carrying on a full 20 years in the Marine Corps? Does that sound like it's going to be in your future?
I will do what I can as long as the Marine Corps wants me here.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And you mentioned about taking coursework as well, too. What do you like to do on your downtime?
Play sports.
Oh, what kind of sports?
Basketball.
Basketball. That was very quick. You played in high school, and did you play? Have you played all your life?
I have played in high school and outside of, on my downtime.
Mm-hmm. What's the competition?
Nothing really professional where I can say, I was on a team or anything.
What kind of competition is there? Is it good? Does it push you in the Marine Corps for get on the court?
Oh, it's okay. It's something casual, just like it would be if you went to a regular park.
Right.
It depends who I'm playing with. Obviously, if it's all females, it's okay. But challenging if I'm the only female on the court, so.
Yeah, and then you have to step it up, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So where do you play? Usually out front or?
Well, I live in the barracks, so there's a basketball court outside the barracks, so I can go to the gym.
Actually, I was thinking on the court, position-wise.
Power forward.
Oh, really? Okay, excellent. This is a the base there. Of course, you have a lot of great amenities for that. Do you prefer playing outside to inside or?
Well, depends on the weather.
Yeah, depends on the weather, of course. Yeah, that's a stupid question. But it's a great facility there to blow off steam as well.
Yes.
So anything else besides basketball you like to do?
No.
In California, I would imagine that was a that was a little bit different. Your weather availed outside play all the time.
Yes, I had more options. It was more city-like over there. So if I wasn't shopping, I was on the court.
If you weren't shopping. okay, no. What's in your shopping basket when you're shopping?
Shoes.
Yeah. All right. So, again, Sergeant, we appreciate you spending some time with us today. And you said that you may be on a deployment in the near future. Well, Godspeed to you there, and hope that everything goes well on that
Thank
deployment
you.
And that you get back to us soon as well, too. And that you, while you're in eastern North Carolina, that you enjoy your time here as well in the Marine Corps. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.